Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the third day of January, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is a new heaven and a new earth. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Bore da, Cymru am byth. Callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you maintain proper decorum on the air. Don't walk on other people and be polite. Be careful of your language, as we have a mixed audience. Also, we are in the question and answer mode, so be aware that all callers are muted upon coming into the chat, and they will be unmuted when they signal to me that they wish to speak. If you're on a phone, that's by pressing star 6. If you're on your computer, it's press the button that says ask question. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And on there you will find a lot of information, a Daily Mail page with latest news, also tips about weapons on the lock and load page, and other tips for survivalists and preppers, things such as that nature. So again, go to PastorDan.net. You'll also see how to listen to this program and upcoming broadcasts, the date and time of them. We may start doing some short educational type programs here in the near future, such as ham radio operation, weapons training, and things such as that nature. So you might want to check the website as often as you think of it. In John chapter 16, we're told, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. We're also told in Scripture that the end of this age would bring in a time for the new heaven and new earth. And I believe we've reached that point. We're at what we call the tipping point in this world right now. And it's becoming more and more apparent as every day goes by. So, again, we ask that you, check in from time to time. I see Adam has joined us, so give me just a second here. And I'm going to ask Adam to be a co-host and monitor the chat board and be on lookout for any kind of trolls and whatnot. So give us a second here. Also, I've been on the road now for almost 2 weeks, it seems like, and I'm scheduled to be back in the command center here within the next day or so. So things will be much more back to normal. I'll have my normal setup and things such as that. So, Adam, if you would mute at your end, please. I'm getting feedback. There we go. Thank you. So, again, lots of things going on. Trying to decipher what's real, what isn't real is quite a chore. That's for anybody, let alone those who are newly awakened. One of the websites that I just recently found that I'm going to look into, I may ask this gentleman to be a guest. It's he's a veteran by the name of Ryan Mishler, and he has a website called Order of Man. And he's basically trying to enlist and mobilize an army of moral and capable men. One of the t-shirts that he offers says it is the duty of men to protect, preserve, protect, provide, protect, preserve, and provide. That's it. three things that are a duty of men: protect, provide, and preserve. Preserve our culture, preserve our race, preserve God's law. He's a very moral individual. I don't know if he knows identity or not. That's something to be learned. But very apropos that at this point in time, there are warriors trying to seek out males and to teach them how to be men and how to be warriors. Again, a sign of the times. There's a quote here by G. Michael Hoff. It says, "Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. But good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times." And then Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante said, "We cannot have a decent world with men who are worried about their safety." Amen. So, and the Bible puts it this way: if you're worried about your life, then obviously you're no earthly good to the Father. That's why he said, if you want to gain your life, you must be willing to lose it. Now, he didn't mean for us to commit suicide. A lot of people say, well, that means you're willing to go out there and die. Well, yes and no. If we're willing to do what we have to do, irregardless of the cost, that's what he's talking about. The idea is to accomplish it without dying. Make the other bastard die for his cause. Whereas we, his children, our job is to survive and to create and to preserve this world. Just like the motto of the man I just mentioned of, you know, protect, preserve, and provide for our loved ones and our families. That's the duty of man. And as moral men, that's what we do. So we're not violent men, but if you threaten those that we care about and love, then we become violent men. We will protect violently those who wish to oppress or harm those that we love. And for those of us in the United States, and that's with a little U, by the way, sovereign states, the United Sovereign States, right now we have an existential threat to our group of 50 sovereign states, and it's a internal insurgency by the communists. Now, their strongholds in this country are in the high population centers, typically around major cities. That's their stronghold. In flyover country or no man's land, it's predominantly good old red-blooded Americans, Anglo-Saxon Americans. And, of course, there are some loyal folks of other races, but the primary race is the children of Jacob. And the founding fathers also stated this, so this is nothing new. That's why they call most of the rallies for Trump and for conservative values, they call them racist, because it's predominantly Adamic people there. Well, that's not by accident. We're the people who established this nation upon the laws of our God, and we are the ones who wish to keep it that way, whereas the communists have enlisted the non-whites amongst them to prevent us from preserving our culture and our nation. You have to remember also that the word nation means a group of people on a common land who share, and again I use the word share, a common race, a common language, a common culture, a common heritage, and a common faith. That's the very definition of nation. And yet, today's world, people are told that it means something completely different. But then again, the enemies of Christ have perverted almost everything in our world. So we're entering a stage here, especially starting on the 6th of January, where mankind, particularly Adamic man, but mankind in general, has a choice to make. Which direction do you want the new heaven and earth to go? Because the old is going away. If you haven't noticed that, you've been sound asleep. We're never going to return to the world as it existed a year ago. That's just not going to happen. So anybody out there with the misconception that somehow if I take a vaccine or I do this or I do that, these New World Order communists are somehow going to let you go back to normal, what you think is normal, you are greatly deceived. Nobody has an intention of going back to what was. Neither side, left or right, communist or anti-communist, believers or non-believers, nobody in their right mind wants to go back to the way it was. So we have an opportunity right now, and on the 6th, mankind will have a chance to demonstrate where their intentions are. Are you going to go into the direction of a more moral and upright world, or do you want to go into the darkness of outright atheistic communism? That's the only two choices you have. So every household has to make a decision. And by the way, those people that are still brain dead out there, you've made your decision. If you're not paying attention to what's going on, if you're not involved, if you haven't made any effort to educate yourself about what's going on, I'm not so sure pleading ignorance is going to get you very far with our Father. Just think about that, okay? It's not going to get you very far. Take just a moment out of your busy schedule, and as I was told earlier today, walk out into the beautiful sunshine. If you're in a warmer climate, get out there with your bare feet and connect with Earth, our Father's Earth, and feel the sun on your face and pray. Meditate, pray, intention, whatever you want to call it, upon the Spirit of our Father. And what exactly is it you're looking for? Do you think that this world belongs to the wicked? Or is it our world? Is it for the righteous? What do you think the Father's intention is? Why would he tell us to occupy until I return if his intention was for the wicked to rule over all of mankind? Wrong. The wicked rule because the righteous have been sitting on their ass and not doing anything. Trying to be non-confrontational in a world where there is conflict at all times. Good versus bad, righteous versus wicked. You can't avoid it. And that's why it takes strong men to take boys and make them into men. Today, we have a lot of males walking around, but they're not men, unfortunately. They're equipped as males, but they don't know how to behave like men. And that's why I salute guys like this Order of Man fellow and the gentleman that wrote this series of books. There's 3 volumes of which I have copies if folks want to get copies. If they're financially strapped, I can get you the PDF copies. But if you can afford it, you should go buy them and support the author. But he wrote a series of volumes on how to make boys into men, basically an instruction manual. Our Boy Scouts used to do that until the feminist communist movement took the Boy Scouts and gutted it to where now it's ludicrous. If you send your children into the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, you're foolish. You're foolish. Until we set the world right, all of the trusted institutions of the past are no longer. As George Washington said so eloquently, the Constitution was written for a moral people. Moral people. It is woefully inadequate for any other. Do you understand what he said? Okay, it's a conditional statement. In other words, if you wish to live in a constitutional Christian republic, you have to be moral people, self-governing, You cannot give people the liberties of a constitution if they are immoral people. That's why Yeshua, when he returns, will sit upon the throne as a monarch. He's not going to share authority with any of you or me. He will dictate terms, and you will either get in line or be cast out. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth. We are headed into a period where we will have a new heaven and a new earth. Do you want to be part of creating the right one, or do you want to go down in flames with the goats? That's the choice that you have. Very interesting, there's a YouTube channel by the name of Simon Parks, because that's the gentleman's name that has it. I would recommend you listen to it. I'm not saying that he's 100% accurate, but he seems to have his finger on the pulse quite a bit. And so I'd recommend that you check in there from time to time, and again, check in our website on the Daily Mail page for the links there for news items, because things are starting to pick up steam here at the end of this Earth age, and as we go into a new year, at least under the current calendar. You got to remember, the calendars that we've been living under for centuries are not the original ones. So though we say that we're in the year 2021, since the time of Messiah, that's by the reckoning of a pagan calendar. That's not the sacred calendar. And as far as I know, I don't know of any organization that has pegged the actual sacred calendar accurately, because we have people all over the charts. That's why people that argue feast days, when they start, when they finish, and all that stuff, I don't pay much attention to that. Me personally, I don't. Because until we have an accurate, verified calendar that all believers can go by, well, then it's just depends on whose translation and whose work you want to follow. Because you can find somebody out there with all kinds of different ideas on when the day starts, when the day ends, when the calendar starts, when it ends. Even on the conducting of feast days, that's all over the charts as well. And my take on that is the fact that if Father said my salvation depended on accuracy of calendar and accuracy of events, then we're all in big trouble. I believe that the feast days are memorials, that we are to memorialize them in our activities as a teaching mechanism, teaching us of our past history, but also teaching us of future events. And we're to learn from that, just like the Sabbath. Okay, we got all kinds of opinions on what day of the week is the Sabbath and how to worship it and uphold it. And yet, if you study the word Shabbat in the Hebrew, it was a day of rest from labor. Okay? In other words, one day in seven, you're to give your body a rest from what you do to make a living. That's the labor it's talking about. It's not talking about you can't go out and lift a hammer, you can't build a building. That's not what it's talking about. If you're a painter, a house painter, then one day in seven, you don't paint houses. And as it says in Scripture, he made the Sabbath for us, not for him. Father doesn't need that, obviously. He doesn't need a day of rest. But you and I do. And in my years, I have worked in environments where the people, including myself, were worked 7 days a week. Like during the Vietnam War, all of us in the Air Force, in the maintenance squadrons anyway, we worked 7 days a week for many months. Not a day off. And we worked 12 hours a day, sometimes more. So I got to see and experience what happens to the human body, his psyche, and his personality when he's in a situation where he never gets a day off. And it wasn't pretty. In the Air Force, we had a 95% divorce rate during the years I was in. And when I got out and went into the power industry, it turned out that they were in a growth period to where power plants were being built all over the place. And they as well worked crews 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day. Plus you had your driving time to and from work, which was an hour each way for me at that time. And so I got to witness the same thing there that I saw in the Air Force. What happens to men when you work them 7 days a week? And again, we had a lot of emotional problems. We had a divorce rate that was well over 90%. We had fights in the shop. We had mental breakdowns, emotional problems, dietary problems, etc. And you don't really get that much more work out of people, because what happens is the workers find ways to hide somewhere or try to get some rest where they can't be found and things like that, or they slow way down on their jobs, basically making it look like they're working when they're actually mentally anyway, they're taking a break, because the human body wasn't made for that. So it's really a fallacy doing it anyway. But the guys were getting paid, and so they went through the motions. Unlike the Air Force, where you did not get paid for that, which was another insult. So they're working you 7 days a week, 12 or more hours a day, and your pay never changed. So you're basically putting all that overtime in for free. So another insult to the working man. So we have a period of time here now where we're going to have a choice on what to do and how we're going to make this new world over. And you need to decide what you want to do. Okay? All of us do. Are you going to sit by and allow these communists to take over our nation? Or are you going to do something? Now, again, what you do is up to you, but you can do something. You can make phone calls. You can write letters. You can send emails. You can post a blog on a website. You can send funds to an organization that's doing something. You can share information. You can start your own channel. I mean, there are a thousand different ways for you to contribute to the turning of this thing around. And you need to do that. You need to figure something out and do it. So let me just check some notes being sent to me here real quick. And again, I apologize being on the road. Things are not quite their normal setup for me, so this is somewhat difficult with a singular page. Because I've been spoiled, I'll be honest, I've been spoiled with the ability to have three monitors going at the same time. Just saying. So, John and Matt, who were the gentlemen that made that all possible, I salute you, but you spoiled me. So, when I'm on the road and I don't have my three monitors set up, I'm sort of like a fish out of water. So it's amazing as we come up on the 6th, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of anticipation, because quite frankly, this is the proper time, if there are any true patriots left in the military, if there's any true patriots left anywhere in any government, whether it's local, state, or federal, if there's any patriots amongst the general population, now is the time to make your voices known. This is it, okay? There is no future beyond here. This is the deciding period. This is the deciding time. up until now, for the past 21 years, we've talked in theory, we've talked in analogies, etc. And guess what? We're there. We're there. All of you listening, you made it. Because we often wondered, will I see the end of the age? Will I see the period that the prophets were talking about? Well, guess what? You have, because we're here. You can see it as plain as the nose on your face, if you're paying attention. Now, if you choose not to pay attention, if you choose to remain ignorant or just apathetic, it will come at a cost. Okay, this is a test. Your walk on this earth is a test. And right now, it's time for the final exam. This is the final. Everything in your life up till now has been preparation for the final exam that we're going to go through. For you young people, you didn't have quite as much time to prepare, but you also had some very glaring warnings that my generation was pretty oblivious to. So even if you're younger and you think that, well, it's kind of, I got shortchanged because I don't have as many years to study, but you've had more tools than we had. For instance, my age group, we didn't have the computers and the internet and all these digital things. They didn't exist in my childhood, in my early adult life, okay? Whereas you have had access to tremendous apparatus or apparati that would allow you to go down rabbit holes that were very difficult in my time as a young person. So just remember that. Yahweh does everything intentionally. Nothing happens by accident. You're here right now for a stated purpose, and you're about to see what that purpose is. It's going to unfold very quickly. We are at the precipice right now. So if you have been putting off some sort of prep that you need to make for what the possibilities are coming down the pike, you don't have any more time to dilly-dally. I've been blessed to know that I have many friends and many relatives who are currently running around making those final preps that they have been putting off for a long time. Because I believe anybody that's paying attention knows that we truly are at the precipice of this world-changing event. And again, check out that Listen Live page from time to time, because I would like to do some more shows and keep them focused on a single point. Okay, the Wednesday, Sunday morning broadcast will still remain as open forums, great time for folks to call in and be part of the broadcast, share information, etc. Whereas the shorter broadcast will try to stay focused on a singular topic, for instance, ham radio or weapons and ammunition, preparations for warriors, homesteading, alternative housing. You got to think outside the box, folks. Some of my relatives have been sending me a lot of interesting links to, you know, how to build very low cost, yet they're strong and efficient homes using alternative methods. Okay, everything that the BEAST system does costs money and takes a lot of maintenance because they want you to be a perpetual customer. They want you to be a perpetual consumer. Because their whole one world government system and marketing system requires you to be constantly spending money. That's why they don't build anything to last anymore. They don't build anything that's cost effective. Everything has got failure built into it because they must have you constantly spending money so that they make money. Well, the world is waking up to the chicanery of the international bankers, the international religious system, and the international governments. All of them are different legs on the stool of the beast. Corporations, banking, organized religion, and organized governments, huge central governments. They're all elements of the beast system. They're not here for our benefit. Let's face it, folks, we don't need government. You really don't need government. We as men and women upon the land, we know what's right, what's wrong. We know how to work with our neighbors. We know how to solve problems. Government, according to President Reagan, government is the problem, not the solution. And I agree with him. Government has never been the solution to any problem. They exacerbate any condition that's going on and make it far worse because it gets covered up in bureaucracy and red tape. It becomes extremely inefficient and costs you at least 10 times what it should cost. For instance, the post office is a great example. Who in his right mind could not run an efficient post office? But the government can't, because it's bureaucrats. Look up the definition of the word bureaucrat. It'll tell you a public servant who does the same thing day in and day out without intelligence. That's right out of Webster's exhaustive dictionary. I have it sitting on my shelf, so anybody out there who contests that definition, I'll take a picture from the page of my Webster's dictionary and send it to you. Because these new electronic versions, including the biblical ones, you got to be careful about. If you don't have the hard copies of like Webster's and Thayer's and Brown, Divers and Biggs, Hebrew lexicon, if you don't have the hard copies, they can fake you out with some of these newer electronic versions because they leave out critical information. Okay? Just like the word nation. They try to play down the commonality of race, religion, culture, etc., and language, because they want to amalgamate the world into this communist cesspool of mixed people. It's Satan. Satan hiding behind a political system. Satan hiding behind the medical mafia. Satan hiding behind the petrodollar and the pharmaceutical giants. Anything that conglomerates power into a few at the top is of Satan. You look at the biblical way of doing things in the law of Moses, it put power at the local level. Much like the libertarians that talk about all government should be local government. Okay, that's the Moses or biblical way of looking at things. Okay, you don't need large centralization of anything. So I'm hoping everybody within the sound of this voice has been making preparations for a long time. I mean, I can't tell you how many times me and my multitude of guests have talked about having at least a 3-month supply. I can't believe at this late date we still have people that do not have 3 months worth of material in their house. Bullets, beans, blankets, medicines, water filtration, so that they can stay hunkered down for 3 months. All I can say is shame. Shame on you. Okay? We've been talking about that for over 21 years. Now, a lot of people, the problem with that is they didn't think it was going to happen in their lifetime, to be honest with you. Yeah, right, Dan, sure, okay, yeah, it's going to happen, but it won't happen that quick. It won't happen in my lifetime. Well, take a look around you. It sure as hell happened, hasn't it? I found out some of my relatives who recently felt the need to get handheld ham radios, how little most people know about citizens band and shortwave band radio. So it made me think that should be one of the short topic broadcasts that we do very soon. It'll be educational. The whole purpose will be simply to bring you up to speed as quickly as possible on the operation of a ham radio. In the meantime, I know I have PDF copies and they are available online. You can also purchase them at bookstores. There are books such as Ham Radio for Dummies. Okay, any of the For Dummies series, the ones I've used anyway, are pretty damn accurate. Whoever puts those things out there, they're actually pretty good at boiling it down to the basics and putting it in terms where a layman can understand them, okay? I grew up in radio. I was a radar systems, jamming system technician in the Air Force, so I was trained in transmitters and receivers, high frequency, low frequency, communication frequency, and even missile guidance frequencies, okay? So I'm familiar with all that. I've also got my own ham radio, and I've had many friends who are ham radio operators. And plus, I've owned walkie-talkies and citizens band radios ever since the 1970s. Now, a lot of people are scared because the people out in the world are telling you you have to have a license to operate a ham radio. Well, that's true in this man-made upside-down world. They say you need a license. And the reason, they say, is so that you don't violate the rules. Because obviously, if everybody just transmitted when they felt like it, you would have helter-skelter on the frequency bands that are out there. That's true to a point. However, if you think about it, citizens band radios, which is shortwave 11-meter band, meaning that the wavelength of the radio signals is 11 meters long, fairly low frequency. Citizens band radio, when they first became popular in the early 1970s, that's when I bought my first Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D, Midland. My first Midland radio, it was only 23 channels, and it required a license from the FCC. So, As it would be, so many people, millions and millions of people, were applying for these licenses. And they were only $5 back then. But they were so swamped that they canceled the need for a license. So think about that. According to the government, you needed a license to operate a 11-meter band radio, which is a citizens band radio, or it's often referred to as CB radio. And then all of a sudden you didn't need one. Well, what happened? They just simply got swamped, and so they eliminated it. So the rest of the channels and bands would be the same way, okay? Because people know how to organize and to behave, and we also know how to take care of troublemakers. Same thing happened on citizens band radio. When they took away the requirement for a license, did it become impossible to talk on a citizens band radio? No, absolutely not. And now the new ones have 40 channels. So they went from 23 channels to 40 channels. I believe most of you remember that the truckers, the 18-wheelers, what we called them, they used to run on channel 19. So if you were going down the road, as I have done many, many times, you could take your citizens band radio and tune it to channel 19, and you could listen to the truckers talking. Now, why did we do that? Because we wanted to know where the police checkpoints were. Now, why was it so important in the early 1970s for us to know where the Bears, we called the police cars Bears or Smokey, where they were? Because back then, if you remember, they had instituted a totally ridiculous 55 miles an hour limit across the United States. 55 miles an hour was all you could drive for many years. Why? We were told to save gas. And here again, this is why large central government is a bane to all free people. Was it true? No, there was no gas shortage. It was a man-made gas shortage, and I've proven that many times. So there was no real shortage, just like now there is no real virus to be afraid of. They made it to, we had a gas shortage, an oil shortage. Well, that's a lie. The shortage was because the oil was being held back by man, by government, to create the image so the rich oil producers could get more per gallon, more money per gallon. And they instituted this totally ludicrous 55 miles an hour limit. Well, I don't know about you folks, but back when I was in the Air Force, and you wanted to go home on leave, if you had to drive all the way from Texas to New Jersey to see your family or Pennsylvania, trying to get there driving only 55 miles an hour was painful. It felt like you were standing still. So therefore, again, why the sudden interest in citizens band radios was so you could tell where the speed traps were, because everybody drove well above 55 miles an hour until we heard reports of a smoky or a bear trap up the road. You see what I'm saying? This is why some of these quacks and charlatans in our government today, they try to say it's illegal to have a citizens band radio or a radar detector so that they can trap you. So we, the people, figured a way around it. We got on the shortwave radios, the CB radios, and we talked to each other, the truckers and even the cars, four-wheelers is what we called them. We would talk back and forth and report. Now, today, you don't hear it as much because today you can travel 65, 70 miles an hour on many of the roads, so the need for it is not near as much as it used to be. So again, how man can solve a problem amongst ourselves, and why knowing and owning equipment that can operate on a short band radio might be a good thing to do. Forget about the rules and regulations, because they can disappear overnight, which they probably should. If the things that happened on the 6th of January are what should happen, government as a whole should be shut down. The FCC should be shut down, the NEC, all of it, or the NEA, I should say, all of it should be shut down. It's unconstitutional. We don't need it. They want you to think we do, but we don't need it. Again, those of us that operated CB radios, we proved it. The country of Spain recently went over a year without central government, a whole year, actually longer. No central government at all for over a year, and they did just fine. Other countries have had the same thing. Their central government basically was unfunded, so there was no central government, and they survived just fine. See, government's job is to convince you that we need them. That's why they come up with all this fake stuff. Same thing with the pharmaceuticals. Same thing with the medical mafia. They want to think that you can't survive without them. The truth of the matter is you can survive quite well without them. In fact, it would probably behoove all of us to get rid of them. But my main focus today was just to let you know that we have entered into that period where you're going to see a completely different world coming into view from this point on. Where we go, how we get there, is going to have a lot to do with we, the people. Yahweh's people, what are you going to do? Are you going to acquiesce and allow the creatures to dictate policy? Or are you going to get off your ass and become involved? Make your presence known, so to speak. Okay? It's up to you, folks. And if you don't think that you're going to get, not have to, I mean, if you think you're not going to be held accountable, okay? I got news for you. You sure as hell are. Picture this, okay, in your busy schedule. Again, it'd be nice if folks could just take a few minutes out of your busy schedule, go sit in a quiet place, and just picture your time in front of the great white throne judgment. Okay, just picture this for a minute. Your body has expired, or we have entered into the changing in the twinkling of an eye. So whether you die or you're part of that instantaneous change, The time is coming when you, the soul within you, the spirit within you, will be held accountable. The Bible calls it the great white throne judgment. And you're going to stand in the court that really matters, not these man-made, adulterous, and corrupt courts that we have down here. You're going to stand in front of a court where you cannot lie. You're going to stand in the middle of a court where everything about you is available. There is nothing you can hide. There is nothing you can lie about. And you're going to be in front of a judge who cannot be intimidated, cannot be bribed, who cannot be lied to. In fact, not only are your lies useless, but he can look upon your very nature. Think about that for just a second, okay? The Bible puts it as you will stand naked. Now, that doesn't mean literally naked. It means you have nothing that will be able to hide who you really are. And then you will be judged. We've said it on this show so many times. Life is the gift that the Father gives each and every one of us. Life. What you do with that life is your gift back to the Father. How many people think about that for a minute? When you stand in front of the Father and he asks you, what did you do with the gift I gave you? What will you tell him? Okay? Do you ever consider that? I know lots of people in my many years of walking this earth, lots of people think they're good people. They think they're the center of the universe. Basically, narcissists. But on that day, folks, all that goes away. No matter what you think of how smart you are, how talented you are, how rich you are, etc., all that vaporizes. And you literally will be standing in front of him with no covering, no lies, no deception, no man-made barriers to hide who you really are. Can you imagine most of the creatures we have in our governments today when they stand in front of the Father? The ugliness of the things that will be laid bare? If we truly have white hats, as the Q people refer to it, if we do, the 6th of January will start a period of revelation that will astound most people. And I mean totally astound most people. I wonder how many folks are ready for that. I hope the listeners here are ready for that. I hope you are preparing yourself mentally for the fact that these revelations, when they come out, are going to shake the foundations of this world. Remember, when they captured some of the evidence that has not been released, it made hardened New York City cops physically ill just looking at the evidence that they had caught. Think about that for a second. Hardened police officers that have probably seen things that you and I can only imagine. When they saw what some of these creatures have done, it made them physically ill, vomiting even, crying like babies. Can you imagine how evil and wicked some of these people are? Now, you have been spared all that. You've been given just the tip of the iceberg on the criminality and this election fraud. It's just the tip of the iceberg. This is minor compared to what these people have done behind closed doors. This is stuff that's out in the open. Obvious fraud. Lying media. What these people have done behind closed doors will make some of you violently ill. And you're the folks that are awake. You're the folks who have been paying at least a little bit of attention. Can you imagine the Joe Sixpacks and the Debbie Downers out there that just refuse to understand anything at all about what's going on in the world around them? Can you imagine what it will be like for them as the revelation of the wicked deeds of these people is exposed? So this world's going to change, folks. Now, a lot of people want to think that Satan's got total control. I got news for you. He only has as much control as our Father gives him. Our Father is the creator of this world. The evil that is out there has a purpose. And it only prevails when you and I don't do anything. When you and I listen and follow the deceptions. Excuse me. When Satan buys us off with lucrative contracts and promotions we don't deserve or jobs we don't deserve. Look at how many, not all, but many of the minorities that I have seen over the years, they don't deserve the jobs they've got. They got them because of affirmative action or political correctness. Okay? They didn't deserve those jobs, and they know they don't deserve those jobs. But because it came with a decent paycheck, they're not going to turn away from it, the vast majority of them. So Satan's kids, in this case the Jews, have implemented Talmudism in Christian America. So much so that very little of America that looks, quote, Christian or of Yahshua. Very little in this country represents his value system. It's almost all Judaic Talmudism, which includes Marxist communism, by the way. So when you hear people talk about the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, remember, China is communist because of Jews. China is being used Communism is being used by the Chinese and the Jews that control them to keep the Chinese people at bay. I've had a lot of people say that we're going to get invaded by China. And it's true. They have a very large military under their control. How many of them are truly communists? How many of the Chinese people believe in communism? Okay, the media wants you to think that the people in the Communist Party represent the average Chinaman out there. I got news for you. That's a lie every bit as much as the lie that the communists represent you and me. Communism relies on deception and propaganda. I got news for you. If the Chinese people knew there was a nation of righteous warriors, the Ezekiel 37 kind, the Gideon kind, who would support them in a rebellion against the Chinese Communist Party, they would have revolution in their country tomorrow. The same goes for Vietnam, Korea, or anywhere the Chinese, or not the Chinese, but the Judaic, Talmudic communists have power. The righteous only need to see that they have authority and a moral right to destroy the communists. All we have to do is lose our fear of being punished by these people, including death. Once we lose the fear of that, they lose virtually all of their power. They've got you afraid. What? Look at the people with the diapers on their face, these dirty, bacteria-filled diapers. Even the people that it's causing their breakout of acne and bacterial problems around their mouths, and they're starting to show up with bacterial pneumonia. even to the point of hurting their own health, these people out of fear. Fear of a disease, some. Most of it's fear of criticism. Fear of their job being threatened. This is how communists work. This is how Jews work. This is why Jews are the inventors of corporations. Think about it. When we were a Christian nation, we didn't allow the chartering of a corporation. Because the very idea of a corporation is to get out of liability. And Yahweh teaches that we're all liable at all times, whether you're a group, a large group, a small group, a big company, or a little company. It doesn't matter. You're always held responsible for the things you do and say. The very idea that because the state gave me a charter that somehow that limits my liability is counter to the teachings of Christ and the scripture. We need to rebel against all of this. And I believe there is a worldwide awakening to the fact that government needs us. We don't need government. We don't need the beast and all of its tentacles. We can operate as free men and women upon the land. Now, do we need leadership? Yes, we do. Even at the family level, what's the patriarch's job? To be the leader. The word chieftain is Old English for meaning the head of 10 families, because in Old English, ton is 10. Chieftain, the head of 10 families. And what was he? Was he a dictator? Did he go and tell everybody how to paint their house, or whether they could have a wheelbarrow out front, or whether their car had to be registered, or whatever? No, of course not. First of all, those 10 families picked one of the 10 to be the chieftain to represent them in different meetings that might come up. The chieftain would also be there if one of the members of that 10 group of 10 families, if there was a dispute they couldn't settle themselves. Now think about this. How many disputes do you have with your neighbors that require outside interference to get it resolved? How many of you? I can't think of a single time in my entire lifetime that I had such a problem with a neighbor, I couldn't resolve it with my neighbor, that I had to have a third party. I can't even think of one time. So the idea that, well, the chieftain is going to be like a dictator, but no. It's going to be rare that he's called in to help adjudicate. The same thing with the head of 50 families, the head of 100 families. The further you go up the chain, the less you see of them, all the way up to Moses at the time. How many times did Moses have to intervene and adjudicate disputes? Very, very little. Very little. It was handled down at the 10 families and less, almost all the time. So again, the propagandists that want you to think it would be total mayhem, that we can't live amongst ourselves without these government entities dictating terms to us, when the truth of the matter is we don't need them, and actually life would get a lot better, because it would go back to the law of supply and demand. It would go back to the law of necessity. It would go back to the people with the better ideas get the money and the support, because it's a better idea. Because we as men and women upon the land, we can tell if something's a good idea or not. We don't need some bureaucrat telling us that. You have to shake the programming, the propaganda. Remember, it was the Jew, Edward Bernays, that invented propaganda. It was not Germans. It was Bernays, a Jew in Germany. Okay? Now, the propagandists want you to think he was a, quote, Nazi, but he wasn't. And that Goebbels, a German officer, produced propaganda. That's a lie. Edward Bernays. Everybody knows that. That does any checking, anyway. The Jew, Edward Bernays, who was related to Sigmund Freud, by the way, the inventor of the whole psychiatry and psychology field, which is total bullshit, by the way. But it was lucrative for him to convince people they have, quote, mental problems that they need psychiatry or psychology for. That was very lucrative for the Jew, Sigmund Freud and his buddies, but it's a pseudoscience. It's fake. It's a fraud. And the same thing with Edward Bernays. He came up with propaganda. But guess what else he came up with? Marketing, which is a form of propaganda. How to get you to buy a product that you probably don't need, but they wanted you to buy the Jew brand. Tide is a better cleaner than Cheer. Truth of the matter is, neither one of them's any good. But they got you to buy into the propaganda. They called it marketing. Edward Bernays wrote whole books on how to control the masses in the way they think, the way they buy products, the way they buy bullshit from their governments. It's all Jewish Talmudic mind control. It's all out there in front of you, folks. It's all out there in front of you. I'll tell you what, I'm at the hour mark, and again, since I'm on the road, I'm not going to try to go too far into things today. We'll do that in the future. If anybody has something they'd like to call in and report, or if Adam, you've got something on your notepad that you want to discuss or think the people need to hear, because I have not been looking at the chat room. So if you want to just fill me in on what's going on there, Adam, I'd appreciate it.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Nothing really direct from the chat group. But there's a couple of things. One, for me, is that episode you referred yesterday in your email by Asha Logos.
Yes.
Absolutely excellent. I had forgotten about his channel, so if anyone on the call missed that one, I'd recommend checking it out. It's very pertinent.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because I got a lot of feedback. I sent that out to approximately 200 or 250 people, and I got quite a few thank yous that came back that said exactly what you said, Adam, that they found that to be an exceptional video. And that video is partially why I came up with the topic for today, because I believe Asha Logos, or Logos, they say Logos in modern English, but in the Greek it was Logos. That channel put out something, it's very appropriate, and again, that's A-S-H-A, Asha, Logos, or Logos, L-O-G-O-S. And that channel is still on YouTube, and you can find it. And he just put that up within the last couple of days. So if you have not listened to that, how long was that? That was about an hour, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, a little over maybe.
A little over an hour, but it was an hour well spent. If you're pressed for time, watch it at 1.25 or 1.5 speed. If you folks don't know that, any video that you listen to, whether it's YouTube or BitChute or whatever, part of the options are you can speed up the video. And if it's a slow talker or whatever, you can speed the video up. Sometimes I've gone as high as 2 times or 1.75 times and still make out what they're saying. So if you're in a hurry, just put it on 1.5 speed and listen to the highlights of what they're saying. But it is an excellent, excellent video. And it fits in line with what we're talking about. Wouldn't you agree, Adam?
Absolutely. It for me, that's one of those videos that I don't want to speed it up. I like to choose something to do, like stretch or work out, when I listen to something like that, because for me it's something I can chew on extensively, because he talks about things that strike true to my soul, and has. Those are things I've thought important for a long time, so it's something that I like to mull over as I'm listening to it, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And really, for Asha Logos, when he puts one out, if you've got a chance to watch the video while he's talking, he puts a lot of information up on the video portion. So I would highly recommend folks, if they can, to sit and watch and listen at the same time. If you're busy, then, of course, at least get the audio portion. But there's a lot of memes and video support for what he's talking about that flashes up during the video playback. So highly recommend it. Very educational, very uplifting, especially for the white race. Again, why do you think it is, ladies and gentlemen, that they pick on the white man? Why is everything anti-white man? Because that's where the group of warriors is going to come from that's going to turn this thing around. And interestingly enough, when I talked about the gentleman that started the Order of Man website and video station, once again, a veteran, but also an Adamic man. So the Adamic men are starting to stand up. They're starting to reach out. They're also, what I consider one of the most important things, they're not only realizing that we have some serious problems, but they're also realizing that at the core of it is a moral problem. We have become an immoral people, and a solution can only be found with righteous men. They're going to be better fathers. They're going to be better husbands. They're going to be better warriors. They're going to be better businessmen, better carpenters, better everything when they become moral. Immoral won't work, folks. If you got all the guns and bullets and money in the world, if you're immoral, it will lead to nothing but failure. So we need to get our morality straightened out, our, how do you want to say it, our system of values, our priorities in our life. That's what has suffered because we have become an immoral people. Got anything else, Adam?
Yeah, two things. One, just to piggyback on that, I'm finding videos like that one by Asha Lagos, and I just joined that Order of Man site, so I'm going to check them out. But I do think there's definitely room for positivity in this whole thing. So I like hearing about this website you referred and that people are doing stuff, because I don't like to sit and dwell in the negativity. I don't think it's not fun, and there's stuff we can do. So that's just one thing. Other thing is that Ralph wanted to ask if you got his New Year's email rant about lessons learned.
I may have gotten it's in my inbox. I have not had time to check it out, though. Okay. Not yet.
And then he wants me to post something about Asha Logos, so I'll send him that after.
Okay. Also, I sent a link to that broadcast out to my list, so any of the folks out there that are on my list, they should have it in their inbox.
Yeah, that's basically it as far as the chat stuff. So, yeah, if you want to keep it short.
Yeah, but for today, I think, because there's a lot going on. People need to make a lot of preparations. And so for the order of brevity, I want to try to pack as much into a short period of time, because there's just so much going on. So many channels trying to educate people right now that there's a lot of competition for people's time. So I don't want to dilute anything, but at the same time, I don't want to just, you know, keep it going just to keep it going. The Bible talks about a prudent man or a wise man says a lot in a few words. So in the in honor of that proverb, I try to, at least at this point in time, because things are so critical right now, to keep that as condensed and concentrated as possible. And that's why I'm thinking about some short special broadcasts, basing them on a topic. So if we have a lot of interest in, say, the topic of ham radio, then we can do a special show where that's all we talk about, and that would be the time to go into more detail, and that way it's only the people that need that information, because obviously if somebody is already a ham operator, they don't need to hear about that. Whereas people who are novices and just getting into it, they would enjoy something like that. So anyway, that's the idea I've got going forward. Any final words then, Adam?
Just I'll be on tonight if anyone wants to join at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I would like to talk more about the radio stuff, because I'm going to buy one in the next couple of days here. So that's something we might discuss tonight. If anyone's interested in joining, we'll be there.
All right, very good. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Time, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the folks out there, if you're not sure how to join that chat, I try to get on as often as I can, but Adam's email is amanstands, and that's all together with no spaces, amanstands, S-T-A-N-D-S, amanstands at protonmail.com. So, all right, Adam, thanks a lot, buddy. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we reach out and we want to bless the warriors out there with the soldiers' ransom. We are coming into a period of time where violence could come upon this land. Actually, it's very, very possible for a lot of reasons. And so the warriors that are out there, if they have paid the ransom, which again is just 1/6 of an ounce of silver, half a shekel, according to scripture anyway, that we have, it's basically a small amount of money, very small. I think that's approximately $3 today. Take that $3 gift to the Father and use it towards the kingdom. Whatever in your heart that $3 needs to help towards the kingdom, do that and ask the Father for the blessing of a soldier. And then we elders will hold up our warriors in our prayers on a daily basis. That we ask that the Father protect them like he did Gideon and his men, that if they remain righteous, if they remain bold and true to our Father first and to our people and the righteous ways, that they will have the Psalm 91 protections upon them. And that even if we see thousands falling around us, it will not come to the tent of the true believer, the true warrior, the true righteous Gideon-type men. And also to raise up this Gideon force, that they will lead and instruct other young males into what it means to be men, because they don't have examples today. You just don't. In government, in sports or entertainment, any of it. They're in religious circles, any of it. There are no examples of real men for these guys. They need to see warriors. Iron sharpens iron. And I'm sorry, ladies, you don't know how to make men men. There may be an exception here and there, okay? We're not talking about the exceptions. We're talking about the general rule. It takes a man to make a man. Iron sharpens iron. And for the ladies out there looking for the real men, another reason why I tell our men, start being real men and you'll have the ladies come to you that are real ladies of Yahweh. They're seeking real men. They want men that they can trust. And most of the males walking today, unfortunately, are not trustworthy. They don't deserve our women, not the real women. They don't deserve them. So for the men out there that want a real, true, biblical female in their life as a helper, well, then start acting like men. And they will naturally be attracted to you, okay? It's not your money, your material goods, or even your looks that will attract them. I know that's going to burst the bubble on a few guys, but that's not what really, truly attracts a woman of Yahweh. It will be your inner light, who you are within that body. What do you represent Are you smart? Do you work to improve yourself? Do you learn as much as you can? And then do you share it with others and lift them up? Not put them down, lift them up. And as you become a man in the gates of the city, as the Bible calls it, meaning a man who is respected amongst his peers, you will lift the ladies that are helping you up as well. That's the way the Father's plan works. That's why the enemy hates it. Hates it with a passion. So, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask a blessing upon the warriors out there. We ask for your protection, your angels to stand around them and protect them and guide them by your Holy Spirit. Help them see through the lies and deception. Let them see clearly the error of our ways. Let them see clearly the deceptions and propaganda of the enemy from whatever quarter it comes. And for those who wish to do righteous deeds, especially at this time, Father, we ask a special blessing, a heavy pouring of the Holy Spirit upon them, that they stand as lions, that they roar as lions, and they are prepared to fight as lions. We have failed you, Father, in many ways over these years. We do repent of that, and we ask that we be forgiven for our stumblings and failings. We ask that you would reach down and pick us up as well. Dust us off and make us the men and women that you envisioned us to be, that you gave us the power to be, that we have failed to be up till now. From this point forward, Father, raise up that Ezekiel 7:37 army and make them the Gideon warriors of the day. And then we can bring in a true new heaven and new earth that is righteous, that is clean, that is pure, that is prosperous, that has justice in the land. We ask all these things in the name of our Father, Yahweh. Hallelujah.